Fixing up a particularly butchered portion of the North Alaska Highway in the Yukon will be paid for by the Alaska government, according to the Yukon government. Premier Ranj Pillai, alongside Highways and Public Works Minister Nils Clark, announced the territory has secured funding for upgrading part of what's known as the Shakwik Corridor to the tune of over $31 million, equivalent to about C$42.6 million, under the statewide transportation improvement program. The Premier and the Highways Minister made the announcement during a press conference at the Whitehorse Grader Station, where highway maintenance equipment is stored, on April 23. That 222.5 kilometers section from Destruction Bay to the Canada-US border has been heavily impacted by thawing permafrost, Clark told the press. Part of the goal is to make the road more able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Speed was of the essence at the time. The highway was built, he said. When reporters asked who would oversee the upcoming project, Clark noted it would be a joint Yukon-Alaska project, but it's still in the early days, with details yet to be determined. He said talks so far have focused on securing those funds, as opposed to logistics or contracts. There will be some American oversight with respect to contract administration, he said. The road work is planned to begin in 2025 and end in 2027. In February, Pillai and Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy signed a Memorandum of Understanding that assigns Alaska's Department of Transportation and Public Facilities and the Yukon's Department of Highways and Public Works to work together to fix sections of the Alaska Highway in the Yukon. Read more. Alaska Governor, Yukon Premier agree on matters they can't determine. Expert. Shortly after signing the deal, the Yukon Highways Department couldn't put a dollar figure on fixing the portion of the Alaska Highway between Destruction Bay and the international border because that part is constantly going through a cycle of thawing, repairing and degrading. Kluane MLA Wade Ischenko of the Yukon Party said in a statement that he's pleased about the cross-border partnership. He said he has been asking about funding and upgrades in the Yukon Legislative Assembly and through the state of Alaska. The program funding specifically mentions compromised segments of the Shakwik portion of the highway. It also says restoration activities will include resurfacing, subgrade and culvert repair and ditching to return the road to design speed operation, Ischenko said. This is exactly what the road needs. Ischenko wonders what's coming for the other hundreds of kilometers of roads that need to be properly maintained throughout his constituency. Read more. Difficult to predict Alaska highway fixes due to thaw, repair, degrade cycle. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.